bombings and political questions have Pakistani believers uncertain. Heavy rains and cyclone-ravaged Myanmar complicate ministry work, and Korean pastors, mud, and a church create an exciting picture in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two suicide blasts in Pakistan left 76 people dead yesterday, the second attack in 3 days. Terrorist activity is growing following President Pervez Musharraf's resignation and uncertainty surrounding a successor. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says while the party in power is the late Benazir Bhutto's party, there are no guarantees for Christians.
In northwest Pakistan, the area where Al-Qaeda is known to hang out, the government really does not have control in those areas. And those are some of the areas where the worst persecution is taking place.
Nettleton says prayer is needed, but so are action packs, vacuum-sealed bags filled with everyday items to help support Christians.
Some of the Christians who receive these packs, in turn, share them with Muslim neighbors. And literally, we have seen churches planted just through that outreach of saying, you know, hey, we got these, but we want to share them with you.
You can find information about them at our website. Next, Myanmar is still struggling to get on their feet after Cyclone Nargis hit in May. Flooding in the past week is stressing an already fragile infrastructure. Food for the Hungry is trying to make life as normal as possible for survivors in several areas of need. 4 boats were purchased to get kids who can still afford school to class. Many children are working for their family's survival. Pray for food supplies to last until the November harvest, as people are already showing signs of weight loss. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new ministry will be reaching out to towns along the U.S.-Mexican border. Buckner International joined a cooperative to assist people living between Mexico and Arizona, often in overwhelming need and searching for a better life. Buckner's Dexton Shore says U.S. churches will learn to reach out to the Hispanic culture at their doorstep.
It's going to be an immersion experience for those volunteers to be immersed all at once in another language, another culture, and another socioeconomic environment that is very different from the one that they're probably comfortable with.
Some churches will work in orphanages and community centers, while others teach people valuable job skills. Ultimately, they want to
give them the real hope that they're searching for. But unless we are willing to meet them where they are and understand the needs that they have and minister to those needs in Jesus' name, the gospel is irrelevant to most of them.
Meanwhile, where can you find Korean pastors in a field making mud blocks for use in a church in northern Ghana? Well, at Oasis Training Center in Phnom Penh. Ambrose Brennan says their interlocking block maker makes ministry growth affordable and timely.
We have a group of Korean pastors that are established already in Tema. They have a church there, and they've got some property in the northern part. There's a lot of unreached people in the northern part of Ghana. So they're going to build a Bible school and a church up there.
The blockmaker produces roughly 400 blocks a day. Women and children can help make them at substantial savings. Similar partnerships are under review, but Brennan says,
just keep the project in prayer. There's a lot of groups interested, and we kind of filter through the ones that we really feel are serious about it. We have been getting a lot of inquiries, so that God would just direct us and that the machine would get in the proper hands where it could be used the best.
And the DVD Struggle and Triumph was neatly timed with the Olympic Games. Produced by the Athletic Ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, the story recounts the struggles and triumphs of some of these athletes. Struggle and Triumph is available in 40 languages and is packaged with the Jesus film. Pray that it'll be an effective tool to draw people to the Lord during this Olympic year, and that believers will have opportunities to use it to share Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you too. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.